But Paul left people sick is a very common phrase which we use after we prayed for someone and the person didn't get healed. I'd like to look at these verses in the context with you. Paul said in 2 Timothy 4, Erastus stayed in Corinth, but Trophimus I have left in Miletus sick. And in Philippians 2, he says, yet I considered it necessary to send to you Epaphroditus, my brother, fellow worker and fellow soldier, but your messenger and the one who ministered to my need, since he was longing for you all and was distressed because you had heard that he was sick. For indeed he was sick almost unto death. But God had mercy on him, and not only on him, but on me also, lest I should have sorrow upon sorrow. Therefore I sent him the more eagerly, that when you see him again you may rejoice, and I may be less sorrowful. Receive him therefore in the Lord with all gladness, and hold such men in esteem, because for the work of Christ he came close to death, not regarding his life, to supply what was lacking in your service toward me. Before we look into it, I want to point out that even if you believed that Trophimus was sick with a sickness and didn't get healed, that would be the only one in comparison with all the other scriptures we have. Why would you settle with the 1% be your norm and not the other 90%? Even if it was that Paul was not able to heal him through Jesus, just one. We remember that Paul himself said that not that I have already attained or am already perfected, but I press on that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. The principle of this verse is that we are all growing and not arrived yet. So we press on. We also mustn't forget that we are all aiming to be like Christ. And as we remember what we looked at in our first question, but it's not always the will of God that everybody gets healed, God's will is always to heal. Please refer to the talk question one here. The Greek word for sick on all three occasions here is asthenia, which means to be feeble in any sense. Be diseased, impotent folk, be sick, be made weak. We read, because for the work of Christ he came close to death. Well, here the meaning to be feeble would suit very well. It is more likely that Trophimus and Epaphroditus suffered from exhaustion from their missionary travels, work, and everything what their work brings with it, rather than that they were sick with a sickness of some kind. The scripture points out very clearly that he came close to death, not because of a sickness, but as we read, because for the work of Christ he came close to death. Even if you do still think it was that Epaphroditus was sick because of a sickness, he is now better. He is being sent to them healthy. But what about Timothy's stomach? No longer drink only water, but use a little wine for your stomach's sake and your frequent infirmities. Again, the word infirmities here is exactly the same Greek word asthenia, and it is very important to notice that all three people were laborers for the gospel and therefore very hard-working men under a lot of strain. We all have our weak spots in our bodies. Mine, for example, is my throat. Timothy's was his stomach. In my case, it helps when I wear a scarf, which some people think it's ridiculous, but it's like protection for me. In Timothy's case, it wasn't the scarf, but a bit of wine, which helped him. My throat is not a sickness, and Timothy's stomach probably wasn't either. Mark 16 says, they will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. That's what the word says. But we say, they will lay hands on the sick and only some will recover, because we go by our experiences. We should never put our experiences above the word of God, otherwise we will never reach God's standard. Does that mean everyone is healed when I pray? In practice, no. But I am all for it and do not let my experience dictate the word of God. I consciously choose the word of God to dominate my experience. I've noticed by doing that, the results are increasingly getting better. Our aim is to walk this planet like Jesus did. It is a process. He is the example and focus. His life is what we aim for, and this is how we grow the quickest in healing too. He healed everyone, and we aim to be his channel to heal everyone. And keep in mind, the same Paul healed all on the island of Malta in Acts 28. So when this was done, the rest of those on the island who had diseases also came and were healed. Not even one person did not get healed. Thank you very much for watching. Our next question we are going to look at is, but isn't God sovereign and in control of everything and chooses when to heal? That will probably be the longest answer in the series. See you soon.